former Bills center, now on the broadcast team. Eric Wood, you can hear him on the call this Sunday, Bills-Titans, 1 o'clock on WGR. Eric Wood's appearance is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right, Eric, it was a, eventful week, right? A few days for the Buffalo Bills, from the win on Monday night to the big trade. And we heard from Amari Cooper yesterday for the first time as a Buffalo Bill. What do you make of the Bills adding a receiving threat?
Yeah, I think it helps. And you add a player of his caliber, you know, who, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated receivers in the NFL. Obviously, these past couple years, he hasn't been in the greatest situation in Cleveland. But a year ago, he goes for over 1,000 yards with Joe Flacco at quarterback. And, you know, I think with the way this season's played out, it's shown a need for a, you know, a receiver that can separate better versus man coverage. And, you know, Brandon Bean's always saying the roster's never set. It's always, there's always potentials to add or evaluate your roster and figure different things out. So I credit the organization for going out and making a move, and you're sitting at 4-2 in first place in your division. You're in a great position to go out and make a move because you've set yourself up through six games in a good spot.
Eric, receiver has been addressed, but kicker is still a concern for many. The Bills worked out some kickers, including former UB Bowl Elks McNulty, by the way. You've been teammates with guys who've missed big kicks, struggled at times. What do you think is going through Tyler Bass's head right now, and how does the rest of the team kind of react around a struggling kicker? I've always wondered that. What's the dynamic there when the kicker is struggling?
Well, you know, Tyler Bass has proved that he is plenty capable of being a big-time NFL kicker. He's going to be putting in the work, just, you know, understanding what guys say about him. He's extremely hardworking, so you feel bad for the player in that situation because, you know, when you have such a nuanced thing like kicking off and kicking field goals, confidence can be just come so crucial to that. It seems like he's lost some of that. So, you know, if, you know, me as well as all of Bills fans and everyone in the organization hopes he can get back on track. And Sean McDermott was asked after the game about his confidence level in Tyler Bass, and he didn't really address it. He just said, you know, he knows he needs to make those kicks. And so we'll see how it all shakes out. But obviously for everyone in the organization, they're really hoping he can get back on track with the investment that they made in a contract that, if they moved on from him, would be very costly and be detrimental to the salary cap.
Yeah. Hey, back to Cooper for a moment. How difficult is it for a receiver to get up to speed, you know, at that position specifically? And how much are you expecting to see from him, you know, this week and maybe over the next few?
Yeah, he said yesterday he's confident that he could pick up the playbook. Now, how he fits in the offense is yet to be seen. But, you know, being a veteran receiver, he's in his 10th year. I would assume he'd be able to pick up the offense quicker than most. He's just been around many different offenses, seen a lot of ball, so likely be able to fit in. And, you know, there's a lot of cohesion that needs to happen on the outside when you talk about rub routes and how you fit zone coverage with other receivers that are running routes, or Josh scrambles out of the pocket. Where do we all go in perfect unison to give him targets? But it's not like an offensive lineman, you know, where you're in between a guard and a center, and you got to, or a guard, you know, put a guard in between a center and a tackle. There's a lot that needs to be communicated where you're all on the same page. When you're on the outside playing receiver, you know, it doesn't take quite as much.
It's interesting to kind of think, and we'll be looking at that for sure over the next few weeks. Hey, you know, personally, you've got a lot of stuff going on. You're doing the broadcasts. You've got your own podcast that you do. And coming up this weekend, a launch of a new book. You know, we were talking with Stevie Johnson a few weeks ago. He was in studio, and he was telling us about this book, and he's done a series of kids' books that he worked on with you. And you have a launch event this weekend for Eric Wood, centers on What's Good. What was it like for you to work with an ex-teammate on a children's book? I mean, you're getting back together again, doing something that I'm sure was unlike anything you did as teammates for the Bills.
Yeah, it is different, and it's been awesome to see Stevie pour into the community in Buffalo the way that he has. And Charles Roberts, who wrote the book, does an excellent job. They were great to work with, and you know, excited to do something that can additionally pour into the community. Part of the proceeds from the book will go to Ashot Children's Hospital, which we always love supporting. Our family always loves supporting. So should be a really fun event out at Resurgence Brewery this Saturday from 2 to 4. Me and Stevie will be out there. Stevie's got a beer that Resurgence did as well. So it should be a really fun event, and looking forward to seeing a lot of Bills fans out there.
I got to imagine Stevie has to be the perfect person to write a book with. I mean, outgoing, beloved by the fans, creative, obviously, as we saw throughout his career, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's a cool deal that Stevie's doing, where he's been able to use stories of different teammates himself, Fred Jackson, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and myself, to be able to portray some life lessons for children through these books. So really, really cool deal he's doing.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. You know, he said when talking about making this book with you, when I was talking to him a few weeks ago, that he learned a lot about you that he didn't know, even though you were teammates for quite a few years, I think 4 years or something like that. Do you find that often when you meet up with guys after your playing days, that it's a very different conversation than what you might have been having in the locker room or while you were on the on the same team? Is there that kind of maybe extra connection that's made if you're catching up with some of these people after your playing days?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, at the time, you know, it might be more just talking about ball or what's going on in that moment. And then you get separated. I mean, Stevie's locker was right next to mine for 4 years. We spent a lot of time together. You know, I probably saw him more than most people in this world. And so when you get to reconnect, it's always a special thing.
Eric, thanks so much. And we'll listen for you this Sunday. It's another afternoon game, finally, back at Sunday at 1 o'clock for the Bills and Titans.